Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our loving salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Dearest Swami, esteemed elders, revered brothers and sisters, on the occasion of the 34th convocation of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, and on the eve of the most auspicious 90th birthday celebrations, we, the staff and students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, offer a drama entitled Jagan Natakam Jagatiki Sandesham, the cosmic drama, a message for mankind.
Welcome one and all to this universal studio. We are the sentries who monitor your entry and your exit. Do you come here to seek a role in the masterpiece created here in this universal studio?
Do you?
Well, whether you desire it or not, deserve it or not, a role has been designated for each one of you. On the stage of samsara, using maya as the spotlight and the vicissitudes as varying shades of its colors, the chapters of your fleeting years of childhood, adolescence and old age are the altering scenes of this play. Each feeling you encounter, a different makeup to unravel the character of the spirit. The world is your audience, and the body a costume. The soul is the hero in a quest for redemption from this endless cycle of entries and exits onto the same stage, with the mind as the distracting villain and the intellect as a wise guardian. As the riveting background score of emotions pan out, this design play of your self-discovery unfolds. And therefore, this play of life we all undertake is but a journey to that awareness, our quest to realization, that we are each but an acting artist in the cosmetic wheel of human flesh. Yet in truth, inherently, the cosmic divine. And that is our journey too. We are actors as well as the audience.
Krishna. Krishna.
Do you hear that? Seems like someone's calling out to a master. Quickly, take your guard and stay alert. The play is about to unfold.
Krishna. Such bewitching beauty and grandeur. The breeze carries in it the aroma of healing grace. This heaven on earth seems like the abode of my dearest comrade and companion. But... is this the abode of my beloved Krishna?
And who might you be?
I come from afar, seeking an audience with my Krishna.
Look at his demeanor. Yet another smart pauper who arrives with a shrewd tale to sneak in to see your lord.
and steal his grace.
My Krishna, you reckon the king of Dwaraka is your pal or even a childhood classmate?
Oh, Dwarapalas, you are right. I am indeed an acquaintance, a childhood classmate of our dear lord. Could you please tell him that Sudama is here?
Enough! Enough with your tall tales. It's our lord's resting hour after a long day, and we can't afford to disturb him, entertaining passing charlatans with their pitiable pleas.
Sudama! Krishna! Krishna! Sudama! My dear friend, what has taken you so long, Sudama? Come in. Come in, Sudama. Sit on the throne. Sudama. Rukmini, look who's here to see me finally. Do you remember the childhood friend I have always spoken about?
Oh, wait. Is it that favorite friend from your school days? Sudama ji?
How blessed I am indeed. Salutations, mother. Lord, you still remember this old pal from the distant past? Even in this enormous responsibilities of royalty, you still take out time to think of this insignificant Brahmin.
Kuchela, you of all know I am forever fastened to the fates of all those who surrender to me. How would I forget you, my dearest devotee? I wait eagerly for those who need me. So having remembered me after such a long time, what have you got for me?
Got for you? Krishna, what can I offer to the one who bestows the world everything?
Lord, there is a little pouch he is hiding. I think he has packed you some dish from the old time.
Oh, wait. Are, what are you hiding, Sudama?
Poha! I should have guessed.
After all this while, it's been a treat to relish the taste of my favorite dish. How I have missed it from those days.
Lord, haven't you eaten enough without even sharing with me? Won't you allow me to partake of the offering too? Let me also taste this dish that evokes so much praise, which you seldom bestow on my earnest skills. Is it so tasty that you didn't even pause to thank your dear friend?
Devi, when the mouth is full, words are few. Sudama, what can I bestow unto you to express my gratitude for your fulfilling present and more so your present?
Meritorious deeds have I undertaken that have me relishing the nectarine intimacy of the divine. Lord, what more can I ask of this lifetime? With you in my heart, bliss supreme revels as a fountainhead.
I am yours, Kuchela. Then, now and always. Here, imprison me in your embrace.
Krishna!
Krishna!
Krishna! Nathji!
Kalyanamastu!
Very happy!
Santosham! Santosham!
What a moving play! As always, from our beloved Jagannathji. Did you see the record crowd sway in trance to the divine melody in the end? It seemed like the entire Vrindavan was dazed and submerged in the moment. Like we all were transported to Dwarka.
Govinda Gopal, Govinda Gopal, Govinda Gopal, Govinda Gopal.
And here comes the darling of all, our little cavalier, so mellifluous and sweet. Definitely a budding artist, just like his father Chaitanya.
Sterling and stirring performance from you, as always, Chaitanya.
Father, you acted so well.
Our immense gratitude to all of you for the wholehearted participation and applause. You are the people who have given us an identity and respect. Beg your pardon, but Nathji must be waiting for us. We will take your leave now. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. I still recall the days after that devastating flood which snatched everything away from Chaitanya, his wife and his world. We feared for the child and future of them both. But today, after Guruji has enrolled him into the Vrindavan Samskriti Mandir, Chaitanya shines as one of the greatest stalwarts from his portals.
Having heard a lot about this theatre, this evening was my first chance to behold it. I have watched many plays, but his plays are surreal and transcendental. I am left overwhelmed.
That is the magic of Jagannathji. Each one leaves the hall touched and transformed. Makes me only wonder why our master performs his play only once in 3-4 months. I only sincerely pray and wish he does these more often. Do you think there's a reason?
Kaka, the reason is perfection. Every minute detail, emotion and the characterization. Nathji says that the underlying message has to be intricately woven so that it connects easily even to the naive and the uneducated masses.
Arey Keshav, meet this gentleman. He comes for the first time.
Keshav ji, your portrayal of Sudama was exquisite and extremely emotive.
Banke Bihari ji ki kripa, all his grace.
Excuse me, but what is this I hear? Wait, you didn't stammer on the stage, did you?
Everybody has the same question. The stage seems to be some magic on Keshav's tongue every time he steps onto it. Aray Keshav, where does all this stammering vanish once you get up in that costume?
That's the grandeur of our loving master. He has handpicked us from the streets and spotted the seeds of potential in our barren heart. When all the world looked away in disgust or pity, he watched us in awe and admiration.
Bhaiya, what is it that he refers to us as?
Divya Tattvas.
Wah! Radhe Radhe, every play from Vrindavan Samskriti Mandir isn't just an ordinary theatrical performance. It's a mirror to our spirit and a dialogue with our soul.
This is what the society needs. These students should be traveling all over spreading this light. What a pity. They seem isolated here. They don't get enough of the recognition that they so richly deserve.
Several patrons have come, but Jagannath ji is very choosy. Really don't know what stops him. It will be good for the school, for its residents, as well as the village at large.
Arre Sarpanji, started the same old grumbling. Has the effect of this evening already worn down on you? Don't let it. At least let it last a few hours.
Radhe, Radhe, you are right.
Can we be separated?
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Hey, wake up. There's a melodious music coming from the master's altar room. What's going on?
I think our master's begun working on the next play.
Ah, God. Doesn't he think of the other inmates who need to rest after a tiring day?
Chaitanya, these are the magical moments we wait for. Our master painting his masterpiece. I'm sure it's going to be a sight to watch master write a play. We can't miss it. I'm going to pry over.
I think the theme of the new play is Radha Bhakti or Sant Mirabai. What a genesis of this supreme love story.
Papa, Papa, can I too go and watch?
Come.
Oh, children. I disturbed your sleep. I am so sorry.
No, Nadji. We just couldn't waste this precious opportunity. How trivial of us would it be to embroil ourselves in slumber while you're scripting a message in our lives?
So we all peeped in, only to absolve our intrigue of this mysterious process and to absorb the intensity of your experience. And we are spellbound, Master.
I'm sorry, children. I get carried when it arrives. The scene, song, and the script are gifted by him, and I merely become its beneficiary. And when that happens, everything else ceases to exist.
Master, a beneficiary? It arrives?
My beloved children, every play is a penance, a pilgrimage for the playwright and the actors. It is then that work becomes worship.
So true. We observe that intensity when you train us. But we fail to raise up to your altitude.
No, Keshav Babu. There is no yours and mine in intensity. More important than the drama that you do is what the drama does to you. Fundamentally, theatre is an intimate dialogue with
others.
Ourselves. The moment we connect with ourselves, we connect with all.
But Guruji, often this thought comes. Are we really as good as you make us out to be? The genius of a musician is limited by the quality of his instrument.
You are all gems, my heroes. I couldn't have asked for more. I have you, I have Keshav, and of course, I have Chaitanya, my most precious gem.
Nathji, but what I don't understand is, why do you have to strain yourself so much to give this indifferent world a passing moment of joy?
When love becomes the inspiration and service the mission, there is no strain, only bliss in every experience.
But that bliss seems transitory. As the day dawns, all that experience shall evaporate in the scorching heat of humdrum chores.
This sapling receives water, isn't it? Do you know, most of the life-nourishing elixir is lost in the very same evaporation that you talk about. However, the seed absorbs what it requires. As transitory as it may seem, it leaves its imprints on the consciousness of the seed. That will germinate when time is ripe. It is our job to water it.
If this constant watering is also necessary, then why such long gaps in our plays, Nathji? People thirst for more, more often. Why not quench their thirst?
Haven't I mentioned to you earlier, Chaitanya? Drama is an opportunity for an actor to live the ideal of a character. And that living happens not on stage, but in preparing for the stage. Drama is an opportunity for you to experience the beauty or the disgust of being good or bad, leading to your own transformation beyond the stage. The limelight, applause and adulation that one receives on the stage simmers down the experience forged in the furnace of practice. The aim of a drama isn't mere entertainment, Chaitanya, but enlightenment thereof. Someday, when you all take wings and are stuck in the midst of a storm, that day you will remember the words of this old man. Are, see, Kaivalya has already fallen asleep. Now come on, all of you go to bed and catch a good sleep. Chaitanya?
What is it, Master?
I hear the king arrives at our ashram next week. I am counting on you to take care of all their hospitality. I want you to anticipate and be ready for anything he might require.
Your wish is my command, Nathji.
Is it?
Guruji!
My child, there is a difference between submission and surrender. The former merely obeys commands. The latter discovers his own free will in selfless love. My cherished property aren't my prisoners. I want them to be my children, my family.
Hey!
I know. Now go to sleep. There's a special play coming up. I think it is time.
Jagannathji's dedication to his work has always been worth emulating. Such sublime notions, exhibiting the most earnest emotions, verily the purest form of devotion. And what an emphatic statement he had made. More important than the drama that you do is what the drama does to you.
But, Sutradhar, does the drama affect everybody in the same manner? Or do some people require some special scenes, special acts maybe, so that they can get their special message?
Speaking of special, Jagannath ji told Chaitanya about some special play, didn't he? And what could that be?
Let's wait and watch. Mukunda, those garlands should go up another foot. It shouldn't cause inconvenience to anyone in the entourage. Okay? Prakash, look at these carpets. Didn't I ask you to clear the folds? Someone might trip and fall.
Chaitanya has blossomed into one of our finest, isn't it? Going into every minute detail.
The learning comes from
Ji?
Yes. What is it, dearest?
Guruji, for the past few days, we all have been busy with these preparations. We have missed the privilege of your time and service.
Beta, this is the respect we must extend to every guest who visits our home. And though I might appear to be busy on the outside, deep down, you are all the center of my focus always. You are the only property and legacy I have got. Dole for you. Quickly grab that scented water and stand by the doorstep to be the first smiling face to welcome the king.
I shall make you proud, Guruji.
Chaitanya, what about
getting everyone to assemble now will hinder their work, Nathji. Hence I called off the usual prayer for today.
Chaitanya, did you forget to perform your morning ablutions or dress up well just for the king? When that conduct is performed scrupulously, then why does this little prayer session get the axe? There are certain sacrosanct moments in the day that should not be compromised with anything else. Come on, gather everyone.
Sahana bhavato, sahana bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu, ma vidvishavahai.
Your Majesty, hope you had a pleasant journey.
Salutations, O Venerable Sire. Any journey is worth the darshan of Banke Bihari. There is a solacing serenity and peace that fills me in this place. And the vibrant, homely welcome you have prepared wouldn't match all that I could order with my wealth.
Our land is indeed in good hands, for you are a kind-hearted ruler. What brings you to this remote hamlet, far from the capital, Your Majesty?
Jagannath ji, an ambitious aspiration draws me here. Thy ripple spreads far and wide. The ripples of your drama and doctrine extend all over this land.
I am honored. Your Majesty showers bountiful praise on this menial. This body exists to serve the people.
Indeed, O Master, it is time all the people across this kingdom got to relish the beauty and grandeur of your mystical craftsmanship. I have established a drama school, Akhil Bharatiya Kala Niketan, in the capital to come and captain this ship. Please, please come to our city and raise the bar of excellence in this human art.
I am truly grateful that your highness desires my humble services. But I am afraid I would have to politely decline. I am myself in the sunset of my tale. Moreover, I am indebted to this place that has given me everything. To reignite the flickering sparks is my objective establishment. I cannot abandon this ship that needs my stewardship.
Apologies, O Master. My vanity clouded my vision of the nobility of your mission. But I earnestly beseech you to fill my outstretched hands.
Maharaj, please accept this suggestion. I shall depute the very finest from my own children who have mastered all the nuances of this art. They shall lead with the enthusiasm of their ambition and the spirit of my values. Chaitanya, come here. Your Majesty, he will ably represent me. Chaitanya, you shall be our ambassador at the Royal School for Fine Arts.
Master, why me? I am but a novice with ill-conceived pride.
My dear child, I am entirely confident of you. You shall tower into the skies as a lighthouse on the shore of the stage, as a beacon of excellence and values.
Do you wish to distance me from your feet? Why do you push me away, back into those lanes of loneliness, far from your comforting cares?
I don't push you away, my dear one. I free you into the skies of success and actualization. And now, it is time for you to fly and make your master proud. Trust in my will.
Gurudev, I will not leave you.
No, you will not. You both will not. In fact, you cannot leave me. But Kaivalya, you need to be with your father till such a time as you too are ready to take wings. Remember, the wings are gifted to soar, soar high, and with purpose. This mast shall always be available for you to rest on.
Oh, venerable master, I am touched seeing this master and his disciples. It would be my honor to decorate such an enriched soul with my royal patronage. I am eternally indebted to you for this gesture of yours. With your blessings and this special prasad, we request, take your leave, Prabhuji.
Shubhamastu.
Interesting, isn't it? Chaitanya, whose life seemed like it had settled, has just become unsettled.
Sutradhar, it's that defining moment which comes in everybody's lives. That moment after which it never looks the same again.
That moment, scripted by Jagannathji, marks the grand beginning of a new chapter in Chaitanya's life. As the rest of the chapter is about to be scripted in Gwalior, will Chaitanya's story go on smoothly, or will it pick up pace with twists and turns?
Stop being so dramatic, Sutradhar. In a new place, full of strangers, Chaitanya's values are sure to be tested. And mind you, he is sure to encounter some change. Will he be the change, or
will he let himself be changed?
Give me one good reason why should you not be sentenced to death for erecting a wall in your house that killed those poor thieves who were merely carrying out their job?
Your Honor, I am not the one at fault.
The wall was constructed by this mason. And I reckon he should be punished for this crime.
That is a pertinent point. So Mason, you deserve the punishment then.
Mantriji is here. Pranams, Mantriji. What brings you here?
I come here by the decree of Raja Sahib. We are all aware of his deep interest and patronage for fine arts. Last week, we travelled to the dusty town of Vrindavan just to discuss Chaitanya. I take this opportunity to introduce our new member. He is a versatile actor as well as an outstanding singer.
Oh, that's wonderful. In fact, we were sorely missing a singer. Our heartfelt gratitude to Your Excellency and His Highness.
Chaitanya, meet Lakshmikant Sharma, the director and head of Akhil Bharatiya Kala Niketan. Sharma ji, consider it your responsibility to make Chaitanya comfortable.
Most definitely, Mantri ji. Be rest assured.
And Chaitanya, keep this with you.
Oh, Mantri ji, this is an enormous sum.
Consider this as a commencement gift. This is just the beginning. With your talent, this will be pittance.
All of you, come. Let's welcome Chaitanya.
Namaste. Namaste.
Radhe Radhe.
Oh, Radhe Radhe.
So, where did you say you were from? Vrindavan.
Vrindavan Samskriti Mandir, under Sri Jagannath.
Oh, never heard of it. Not wasting more time, we are doing this play called Andher Nagari. I'm sure you must have heard of it. Why don't you take the script and show us some of your skill? Maybe you can play the role of the judge.
Sure, sir. Let me go through the script and get back by evening.
Hello, mister. Evening?
Well, I need to go through the character sketch, the storyline, understand the emotion.
Relax, Chaitanya. This role doesn't require that kind of preparation. Just take a few minutes and start.
The thing is, I haven't really played such roles before.
Oh, then what kind of roles have you played?
Shri Krishna, Shri Rama, Karna.
Oh, I understand. Vrindavan, right? That's what works there. Not here, my friend.
We too enact those plays once in a while. But you see, Chaitanya, you need to be more adaptive and agile.
And you should be able to play all variety.
Satirical, political, mystery, philosophical, etc. etc.
But there is a flavor of every season. And we need to go according to that.
I will put in my best effort. Rest assured.
I am sure you will. So tell me, how many years have you been acting now?
About 7 years.
Impressive. So you must have performed over 200 portrayals, right?
Oh, I'm afraid. Just about 30.
What? 30? In 7 years? We do 30 in 6 months.
Arre, don't petrify him. He belongs to a small town. He will learn along the way.
What I don't understand is, if you are going to perform once or twice every week, then where is the time to internalize the character, do the homework?
Chaitanya, why are you so serious? Life isn't meant to think too much, my friend.
Spontaneity, the element of surprise. That's what defines you as an actor. Discovery happens along the way.
But what about practice?
The best practice is on the stage. The best director is the audience. And the best part is that they pay you to train you.
My friend, we also uplift masses. We give them a reason to forget their miseries for the night. We give them a reason to smile and laugh. That is also seva.
Chaitanya, at the end of the day, it's just a play. People come here to disconnect themselves from their mundane existence. We are not philosophers, isn't it? We are entertainers.
You see, happiness improves health. And therefore our motto,
grant health, earn wealth.
You are a smart man. You will learn.
10 long years have passed, but you don't seem to have changed much.
Sutradhar,
that's a valid point. But you see, the world does change. And in case of Chaitanya, his world has totally changed.
Truly, Chaitanya has become a legend in dramatics. And his name and fame has traveled the length and breadth of the country.
Even as things saw dramatic changes with time, one place that largely remained the same has been Vrindavan Samskriti Mandir.
And ready to internalize its timeless values is Kaivalya, the 20-year-old son of Chaitanya.
But what about our Jagannath Ji?
You see, some things do change with time.
Mata Ramo, Matpita Ramachandra, Swami Ramo, Matsakha Ramachandra, Sarvaswame Ramachandra.
Kaivalya, or should I say Bharata Muni, you have truly donned the role to perfection. But I wonder if your despondency rubs off on the character you play, or the character's predicament has rubbed off on you.
3 weeks, Kaka. It's been 3 weeks since Gurudev has come out of his room.
When will he recover, Kaka?
The wheel of uncertainty is eating us from within. What's wrong with Jagannath Ji? Why doesn't anyone tell us anything? I understand your anxiety, children. All of us are enveloped in this mystery misery that Guruji suffers from. But it is in such times that his words gain significance. Children, do you all recollect these lines which he would often scribe in his plays? Body is a bubble meant to burst, a garment meant to be changed.
Keshav Kaka, these sound good only as dialogues in dramas.
Govinda Radhe Gopala Radhe, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Radhe, Krishna
Keshav, Keshav, it has arrived.
It has arrived.
Gurudev?
Who has come?
Nadji, you have been advised rest. Why have you come out?
Arey pagle, when he has come, should we be asleep?
Nadji, I don't understand your ecstasy. It's just a story. Yet another play. You have written hundreds. Yet this exuberance. See, Guruji, this is the reason for your constant breathlessness and irregular palpitations.
Hey, Murk, this is why the breath still flows through. The heart that doesn't palpitate for vision divine is better dead than alive. Ah, what a sight it is. Krishna, 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 Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya has to come. Chaitanya has to...
Guruji!
For the past few days, Gurudev has asked for Chaitanya Ji several times.
Kaivalya, I think it's time Chaitanya came back.
It's been what, 8 years?
10 years. I really wonder if father even remembers the path back.
Oh, I'm sure he would. It's just that he's been busy. A great man he has become. I think his travels mustn't have given him the time or the opportunity.
Travels? They are his travails, Kaka. All the goodness seems to have been lost in his pursuit for greatness. It almost feels as if my father has changed his roles altogether. I don't seem to recognize that person anymore.
Maybe he needs a nudge. Some persuasive reason.
What he needs is a mirror. A mirror that can show him what he was and what he has become. I feel ashamed as well as helpless.
Worry not, my child. Maybe when he sees an old friend, breeze from the past will help uncover some of the ash that has settled on the burning amber. The condition of Nadji will surely bring him darting back. I am ready. I am ready to risk disobeying Nadji. Chaitanya?
Kesha? What a pleasant surprise. It's been a long time.
Yes, it's been a long time. 10 years, Chaitanya. 10 years.
Time flies, Keshav. Didn't realize it has been that long. You tell me, how have you come to remember this old pal?
I guess because bitterness. Sorry to disturb you, but I am left with no other option. I come here to ask for a favor. Age has caught up with Nadji and he doesn't keep too well off late.
Oh, is it? I hope the very best of doctors are attending on him. I can arrange for the best doctors to be sent from here. And don't even worry about the expenses.
He needs you, Chaitanya. You know, just the other day, as he was writing a play, he happened to mention you. He doesn't know that I am here to request you. But I appeal you to come for a few days to bring...
I should come over. Well, let me see. This is the month of fine arts here, and I have a few performances lined up for the next few weeks, and after that I am to travel to the south, and...
You are doing very well for yourself. I realize that. If only I could persuade you to take away your gaze from the glitter of glory, you will recognize the plight of the predicament.
Stop it, Keshav. Your words reek of insinuation. You think I am awed by adulation, captivated by charisma, and defiled by distinction?
Your disposition creates that image in my mind. Today I see Chaitanya, the gigantic tree bearing the fruits of prosperity and praise. But I wonder if the roots of this tree have been forgotten.
I understand that, my friend. Let me remind you, the roots of this tree are firm and firmer than ever before.
Than ever before?
Yes, Keshav. Let me tell you a hard truth
and face it if you can. The inputs we received at Vrindavan were elementary at best and amateurish at worst. In a sense, I am thankful to Nathji for having liberated me from that island of isolation.
What are you talking, Chaitanya?
I told you it would be difficult for you to digest. But that's the truth. These roots had to go through the painful yet purposeful process of unlearning and relearning the nuances of theater all over again. The last 10 years have gifted me treasure chest of experiences, new vistas of ventures, a dominant voice of influence, and commodious comforts.
That unlearning is crystal clear, my friend. In the blinding glare of material success, you aren't able to perceive of the impending darkness that you are being thrust into. The roaring applause of achievements have rendered you deaf to the resolute voice of your conscience. In the enjoyment of fruits, you have forgotten the hands that have once nourished its roots.
Keshav, you know nothing. You understand nothing.
Yes, Chaitanya. I really don't understand anything now. For me, stammering lies in my tongue. But for you, faltering is in your character, Chaitanya. Today I came with the hope to talk to a friend who had left the shores of wisdom to come back richer with experience. But I found an actor who rejoices in the bloated bubbles of fame and fortune. I bid you goodbye, Chaitanya. And one day you will realize that this shore is only a mirage. And remember, as Gurudev used to say, seek that seeking which you won't have to seek it again. Goodbye, Chaitanya.
Chaitanya, you are honored. The king has arrived at your home.
The king? Please accept my salutations. Maharaj, gracing my humble dwelling brings the highest honor to me. But you could have just sent word.
How can I send word for you, Chaitanya, when I want to invite you? So I decided to come over myself, and I hope that you'll accept my invitation.
Your words embarrass me, Your Highness. Your wish is my command.
Your name shines forth for the art that you portray and the impact that you create. In commemoration of your contribution, the king personally invites you to the royal darbar, honoring you with the prestigious Purush Puraskar, the highest civilian honor.
I am overwhelmed with the shower of admiration. This is truly a wonderful moment in my life. All my achievements, I owe them to you, Your Majesty.
No, Chaitanya. Don't anoint me with something that belongs to another crown. You shine forth brilliantly because of Jagannathji's blessings. His values of excellence and hard work are the reason for your success. I shall proceed now. Oh, by the way, I have an interesting surprise in store for you.
what a day it has been. On one side, you have your friend venting his anger and disappointment.
On the other side, you have the monarch of the land lavishing praises and appreciation.
On one side, you have lost the confidence of your friend.
On the other side, you have won the hearts of the people.
On one side, you are condemned for failing in your duty.
And on the other side, you are felicitated for excelling in your job.
And I'm sure, Sutradhar, you wouldn't have failed to notice that Keshav's stammering has reduced drastically.
Isn't that obvious? A virtuous life always yields its fruits.
With his phenomenal theatrical skills as the tools, Chaitanya has sculpted his career as a flawless statue, which inspired awe.
But wasn't he equipped by his master with the tools divine to sculpt an idol that inspired devotion?
Yes. The glitter and glamour of his stellar stature blinded him from his very own nature.
The wings he was gifted with did soar high. But with what purpose? When limelight took the center stage, his values took the backstage. Sutradhar, I think he really needs a nudge.
Or maybe a mirror? Let's proceed to the royal darbar of Maharaj Jivaji Rao.
The day of deliverance comes closer. For the past 14 years, Ayodhya has been a dead corpse, waiting anxiously for its prana to return. Does anyone bring any news, any word, or even a rumor from anywhere in the vicinity of Ayodhya as to the whereabouts of my Ramachandra?
I am afraid, Maharaj, the messengers haven't returned with an affirmation.
Gurudev, has there been any demerit in my conduct that has disappointed my lord?
If there has been any lapse or falsity, it would be on my account. Ramachandra, punish me for that. Please shower your compassion on Bharat Bhaiya.
Emotion has created ripples in your otherwise serene and steadfast mind. It is that capricious mind that speaks this way.
Bharat Maharaj, the single-mindedness that you have displayed for the past 14 years is a testimony to your immortal and immutable love for Sri Rama. Persevere.
Through these dark days, Maharaj, your reign has shone forth with the brilliance of 100 suns. We see the reflection of our Lord Rama himself in your conduct, my
citizens.
I alone know the excruciating pain of being kept away from my Lord and my Master.
I miss his beatific, his loving words, his encouragement,
the overarching feeling that pulsates through every cell is the desire to have the darshan, sparshan and sam.
Is thy character, Bharat, wasn't it you who conversed with Rama, who washed his feet every single day through these padukas?
These padukas have been the source of vitality that has kept this body, mind and spirit merely capable of performing this duty. Life with Rama is an endless hope. Life without Rama is a hopeless end. If I receive no news by the end of this day, I shall fulfill my vow of giving up my body in this pyre of flames.
Please do not
thoughts. All drama awaits to be in the embrace of his Bharata once again. Where does that voice emanate from? O divine being, do you bring the message of my beloved?
Bharat Bhaiya, don't you recognize me?
Ramachandra, sir. Hanuman? Oh, Hanuman, my dear brother.
Bharata, the person for whom you have been pining without sleep or food all these nights and days, he too constantly remembers you. In all the three worlds, there is no brother equal to Bharata in purity of heart, sharpness of intellect, purpose. These are his words. Our Lord sent me to assuage your anxiety.
He reaches here soon. The thirsting throats, a downpour on the parched lands.
Gurudev,
he has heard my prayers. Shatrughna, rush back to the palace and inform our venerable mothers that our most beloved returns. Mantriji, Ayodhyavasis, spread the message all that the scion of Suryavamsha is about to take his rightful place on the throne of Ayodhya.
अयोध्या के राम आए हैं रघुकुल भूषण अयोध्या के राम स्वागत कर लो पूरी लगन से गाकर सुंदर नाम
राम राम जय राम जय राम राम जय राजा राम राम जय राम जय राम राम जय सीताराम
झूम के नाचो फूल बिछा लो आ रही पिया राम के नाचो फूल बिछानो आ रहे सियाराम प्रेम है तो राम है भरताग्रज श्री राम राम है तो सब कुछ है
राम राम जय राजा राम 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 जय राम राम जय राम राम जय राजा राम 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 जय 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 राम राम जय
My most beloved, through these years of physical separation, you have remained connected to me in thought, word, and deed. Those who remain focused on me through every circumstance, they are dear to me. I am bound to them forever. You are my dearest.
Stunning, stupendous, and surreal. Words fail to describe the feeling that wells in my heart. Sri Chaitanya, what do you feel?
Mantriji,
not for a moment did it appear like a drama. This is what I call impact. I thank the students and staff of Vrindavan Sanskriti Mandir for the enlightenment they have provided today. Befits such a momentous occasion. 10 years ago, I was gifted a young man from this very Vrindavan Sanskriti Mandir by the legendary Jagannath. His mandate was to infuse the same spirit of devotion, discipline and dimension to this Akhil Bharatiya Kala Niketan. Mantriji, please bring the citation and the award.
Pranams, Maharaj. Salutations to all. And sir, proud and pleased with Sri Chaitanya's contribution to the field of fine arts. I request Maharaj to anoint him with the highest civilian honor, Uttam Purush Puraskar.
I'm proud of you, Chaitanya. I'm sure he too is very proud today. Let us hear a few words from you.
I offer my utmost gratitude to Sri Jivaji Rao Maharaj for bestowing me with this honor. Whether I deserve this honor or not is a question that will continue to haunt me. The message that I have received this evening continues to pose questions that I find hard to ignore. I stand here flooded with a myriad shade of emotions. I see my past, Vrindavan Samskriti Mandir. What they showcase today is what the magic of theatre is all about. But the overwhelming feeling is that of seeing my very own son, Kaivalya. I have a lot to learn from you, my son. I remember...
Chaitanya. Oh well. To soak in this ethereal feeling of the occasion, I personally invite one and all to a royal banquet. Each one of you must join me. Let us proceed.
Little did I realize that my Kaivalya has grown up so fast and so well. But I never knew that you were training in Vrindavan. You never told me. Kaivalya, you are not saying anything.
I'm sorry, Father, but I am not proud of you.
Kaivalya.
Yes, Father. A mistake has been committed. A grave one. The king has been fooled.
Mistake? What do you mean? Fooled? By whom?
By a person who claims to be Chaitanya.
I don't understand.
You will not. Because you have decided not to. The king felicitated my father, who carried that glorious heritage that he was meant to. But this Uttam Purush has long sold away the treasure. Mere trinket. The king felicitated my father, who was tended with love for a purpose. A lofty purpose that this Uttam Purush has conveniently discarded into the background. For this ludicrous decoration.
But all this is for you, my son.
Don't you cover your crimes in the cloak of patrimonial support. You did it in the pursuit of your unbridled ambition. You must be happy now. You managed to sacrifice enlightenment at the altar of entertainment. You managed to sacrifice the faith of a master at the altar of fame. You have sacrificed love at the altar of laurels. Was it worth it, Father? Look at what you have done to yourself. What you are chasing is a quagmire. The more you struggle to get, the more it sucks you in.
Yes.
After all this, I still don't experience what I experienced today. I realize what you say, son. But what can I do now? How should I return? What will he say? What will he think?
When you strayed away from the path, did you ponder then? Why this hesitation now?
When we lost everything, it helped. When we needed support, it was his shoulders that we stood upon. When we laughed, he smiled. When we cried, he was teary-eyed. Father, even when you forgot him, he still prayed for your success. Yes. What an ungrateful wreck have I become. What have I made of my soul, Lord? Forgive me. Don't forsake me.
Krishnaya Govindaya Gopichana Vallabhaya Swaha.
Radhe Radhe,
what is the news?
Maharaji, indeed, Bihari ji has been very kind to us. Mahaprabhu visits Vrindavan today.
Isn't he the famous Nimai of Navadvip? Some say that he is the avatar of Radharani herself. Come to teach us the essence of bhakti, transcendental love.
Well, I have heard that he is verily the spark of our beloved Lord, Banki Bihari. Come to remind us of his song divine.
I am thrilled to hear this news, my dear. Do you know where we can see him? My eyes thirst to partake the nectar of his divine darshan.
Kaka, I heard that Mahaprabhu is visiting Nidhivan with his disciples. Come,
let us all go and sanctify our lives in his presence.
Radhe Radhe!
Radhe Radhe!
Nadji, it is time to show Mahaprabhu's journey to Vrindavan. At least now identify who should play Mahaprabhu. Kaivalya is even ready to do it. Should we continue?
No, Keshav. Not him. Kaivalya is not ready yet. This is the end of a journey. A beautiful end. A divine end.
But Nadji, then who? Gurudev! Gurudev! Forgive me.
Keshav, see, I told you. Our Chaitanya has come. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Go. Get the cloth. Get the tika.
Please forgive me, Guruji. I don't deserve to be called yours anymore. I forgot bliss for comforts. I forsook light for shine. And I forewent purpose for pride. And yet, you call me yours.
Chaitanya, your repentance is your redemption. See, you have arrived at the right time. It is time for you to complete this drama.
But Gurudev, me?
Everything will be revealed.
Trust me.
Chaitanya, shall I ask you something?
Yes, Guruji.
Does an actor play a role? Or role plays an actor?
Guruji.
My wish is your command, isn't it? Ja. Ja, Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu Banja.
Swami, you taught us drama for this very reason. To know that there is no difference between the drama of drama and the drama of life.
Whether it is as a script writer, a music composer, a costume designer, a sets arranger, the director or the actor himself, you script our destinies.
As you say, only I know the trouble of teaching you how to dance and act, for I do it myself.
Swami, on this most auspicious and glorious occasion of the 90th year of your advent, we recall all the magical moments you spent with us on the stage and behind.
Bhagavan.
During Bhagwan's 60th birthday celebrations, Swami had scripted the play
Radha Bhakti for his birthday. To highlight the importance of devotion, I remember going into the interview room. We would all sit around Bhagwan. He would dictate the entire script of the drama and songs he specially composed for the occasion. He would check our notes if we had written it down correctly. He taught us how to immerse ourselves into the character by continuously thinking of the role.
In the same drama, Radha Bhakti, I played the role of a Gopika and also had the opportunity to sing a song for Satyabhama. Swami would call us so many times into the interview room and teach me the intricacies of the song and also the mood of the song until I got it right. In fact, all the songs of the Radha Bhakti drama were composed by Swami. And this was the song that he taught me.
Okkanaadainao chakkanaiya nato makkuvato muchchatalu cheppinaava. Okkanaadainao chakkanaiya.
The next line was a little more intricate, and this was the line that Swami taught me over and over again until I got it right. And this line was,
Kallaletiko Nallanaiya.
So this particular turning,
Kallaletiko,
he would make me repeat it tens of times until I got it right. Swami, the divine musician, would teach us so patiently until we rose up to his expectations.
My brother Vishwanath would often play the roles of Ravana, Yama in Swami's place. Swami would personally train him to deliver every dialogue, and in the end was happy when it came out the way he wanted. When, in an interview, my parents complained to Swami about the lack of academic bent of my brother, Swami said the following in Telugu. నాకు ఒకంత సంతోషం ఇచ్చినవాడు ఎప్పటికైనా జీవితంలో బాగుపడకుండా ఉండగలడా? మీనింగ్, హౌ కెన్ ఎనీ వన్ నాట్ డూ వెల్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హీ హాస్ గివెన్ స్వామి ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ జాయ్ ఫర్ ఎ మూమెంట్. మై బ్రదర్ ఇన్ డీడ్ డిడ్ వెరీ వెల్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ అండ్ వెంట ఆన్ టు బికమ్ ఎ సీనియర్ మేనేజర్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద రెప్యూటెడ్ మల్టీనేషనల్.
झोली फैलाए आते हैं तेरे कदमों में अर्पण करने हम दिल का नजराना लाए हैं तेरे दरबार में हम आए हैं आज तेरे दरबार में हम आए
It was the convocation drama of the year 1998 where I was given the role of Ramakrishna Paramhamsa. As we are aware, he was an ardent devotee of Mother Kali. When we rehearsed in Bhagwan's presence in Purnachandra, there was no statue of Mother Kali and I was just imagining one as I spoke my dialogues, though I was finding it tough. One day, as we had the first take in Bhagwan's presence, he asked someone to bring a statue of Lord Krishna and place it in front of me. I was delighted because Lord Krishna has always been our family deity and I could relate to him very well. When my devotion to Mother Kali matured, just 2 days prior to the final drama, Bhagwan replaced the idol of Lord Krishna with that of Mother Kali's with which I was absolutely comfortable. Really, who else but the divine director will be able to read the depths of your heart and make you evolve to perfection?
Chal re man apne dham, chal re man apne dham, chal re man apne dham, chal re man apne dham.
In one of the dramas, we were to present Burrakatha, and Swami was very keen that we danced as we sang. I was very apprehensive since I didn't know how to dance. One evening, Swami called us in and he wanted us to perform. We were unsure about our dance, and to our utter surprise, Swami lifted the rope up to the knee and started showing us the dance steps. Here was Nataraja himself showing us how to dance.
I was fortunate to enact the role of Bhadrachala Ramdas. We had the famous composition of Bhadrachala Ramdas as part of the drama.
O Ramani Namam Intoruchira, Intoruchi, Intoruchi, Intoruchira.
This song talks about the sweetness of Rama's name. Swami, in one of the interactive sessions, corrected a particular line of this song. The line goes as follows.
Kadali karjuradi falamula kannanu.
Rama's name is sweeter than fruits like banana and dates. Swami corrected this line as
Kadali karjuradi kalakanda kannanu.
The meaning goes like this. Rama's name is not just sweeter than the fruits, but it is sweeter than kalakandam, that is sugar candy, which is the sweetest thing in the world. In this way, Swami used to look into minutest of details in every aspect of the drama, because he was perfection incarnate.
Indeed, your name, your form, and your memories are the sweetest of all. Through every expression of yours, we have seen you play the role to perfection. Joy, sorrow, anxiety, playfulness, pride, supposed anger, akhilam madhuram. Yet, essentially, you are simply the cosmic witness. Out of immense love, you assume a role only to teach us how to act and how to play our role to your satisfaction. The play is directed by you. The role is yours. The lines are written by you. You design the dress and the decoration, the gesture and the tone, the entrance and the exit. We have to act well the part and receive your approbation when the curtain falls. Swami, that is our prayer today and forever. We pray that we make you happy by offering these roles to the best of our abilities as our gifts to you, Swami.
Oh, ni pada mama gama re ga sa re pada pa ni da ni pada mama ga da pa pada pa ni da ni pada mama gama re ga sa ni sa re sa ni sa re sa ni sa re ma
हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा ओम जय शशि वदना शिखरा सर्व प्राणपते स्वामी सर्व प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता
शांति ही
Sukhino bhavanto samasta lokah. Sukhino bhavanto samasta lokah. Sukhino बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।